Police investigate bomb detonation at Greek newspaper offices that followed far-left vandalism. By Chris Tomlinson on February 11, 2021. A small bomb exploded outside the offices of three newspapers in Athens, the building having been vandalized the year before by far-leftists. The explosion took place at around 3:30 a.m. on Wednesday in the Athens neighborhood of Pigkrati after an incendiary device, said to be made of gas canisters, had been placed outside the building by unknown suspects. According to a report from Greek newspaper Prototema, the explosion and the resulting fire caused minor damage to the entrance's window, but there were no reported injuries. Police arrived quickly on the scene after the detonation and members of the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Department collected evidence for analysis. Tasos Gaitanis, the spokesman for the ruling New Democracy Party, condemned the bombing, saying, "The attacks on the newspapers Demokratia, Estia, and Espresso are absolutely reprehensible. Such acts are directed against freedom of the press. The perpetrators should be held to account before the judiciary," Gaitanis added. Greece's Open Media Group released a statement in solidarity with the three newspapers, saying, "The Open Media Group conveys its full support to fellow journalists, whose voice must continue to be heard, illuminating our democratic institutions." According to Ethnos, the attack is not the first time the offices for the newspapers have been targeted. Last year, a group of far-left extremist anarchists known as Rubicon had previously thrown paint at the entrance to the building before entering the premises, damaging and throwing more paint inside the offices. The attack also comes just days after the office of the ruling New Democracy Party in the Athens suburb of Nea Philadelphia was firebombed, allegedly by a group of anarchists in support of a convicted far-left terrorist. An alleged letter of responsibility detailed that the attack was in response to demands made by convicted terrorist Dimitris Koufantinas, the former hitman of the revolutionary organization 17th of November. 17N, terrorist group who killed at least 23 people from 1975 to 2000. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.